The DACA-eligible population in Utah contributes $13.1 million in state and local taxes. Derek Miller, president and CEO of World Trade Center Utah, says 91% of undocumented workers are employed and filling worker shortages.
We still cannot keep up with the job growth that our terrific companies are creating, and that is one more important reason why we need immigration reform out of Washington, D.C.
Miller says Utah's economy is a 3% unemployment economy, which means companies need more workers. According to a poll by the New American Economy and Target Points, this could be part of the reason many Republicans want a pathway to citizenship for Dreamers. 80% of conservative and Republican voters are supporting border security in exchange to provide Dreamers with a pathway to remain in the U.S. Only 13% oppose the idea. 86% of Trump's base support that same compromise. 10% oppose the idea.
I was impressed with these poll results.
That's Utah State Senator Todd Weiler.
They clearly show that there's strong support among conservatives, including Trump's own base, for a DACA deal that would increase border security and also protect Dreamers.
Stan Lockhart is former chairman of the Utah Republican Party. He argues Dreamers, through no fault of their own, are trapped with a status that limits their progression in America.
I think what we find with these poll results is that Republicans understand that these kids are just like their own kids, and they're seeking the American dream, and they deserve a chance at getting it just like our kids do.
Immigration reform is not something that can be changed on a state level, according to the state senator. Weiler hopes these new numbers will convince Congress to act and make a much-needed change. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.